Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. The holiday season is typically portrayed as a time of joy, giving, family, and happiness. But what do you do if it's not? Are there things you can do to survive this time of year? This week, we chat with an author whose book will help you develop techniques that can change your thinking throughout the year.
It helps you develop more mindfulness of the small moments in each day, even the worst days, that might be pleasurable.
That's Diane Sherry Case, the author of Right for Recovery, Exercises for Heart, Mind, and Spirit, on this week's American Cafe.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle bells.
It is the holiday season, and this time of year is often portrayed as a time for love, happiness, family, and celebration. But what do you do if it's not? What if it's a time of sadness, loss, or pain? Today, we're talking with author Diane Sherry Case, whose book, Right for Recovery, Exercises for Heart, Mind, and Spirit, offers some techniques for dealing with life at the holidays and throughout the year. One thing she told me is that getting your thoughts on paper, in a journal, a letter, or a diary, can help you throughout the year.
Yeah, I think it's a time when it's nice to write a letter or a card, some kind of holiday greeting to those that we missed. If we've lost somebody, it's time to tell them that they're still in their our hearts. And, you know, it's a letter we obviously won't send, but it's very valuable to get those thoughts on paper. I also think it's a time we all get wrapped up in our obligations and materialism, and it's also time to focus on the delights of the season.
What are some techniques that people can use that will help them focus on the delights? Because, you know, it's like every other night, it's so-and-so's Christmas special, or, you know, a Tennessee Christmas with Amy Grant, or, you know, Mariah Carey's, you know, All I Want for Christmas. And, you know, the ads from all the stores show all these happy families, and they're all, you know, overjoyed over their new Lexus or whatever. How do people navigate that? What are some practical things that people can do?
I like lists in terms of writing. See, sometimes like when you journaling becomes like a job, if you're just, and you're just filling out your heart, but you can also use it to develop some more positive thinking patterns and mindfulness. I like lists, like to make a list of your favorite smells, tastes, textures, sounds, and rituals of the season. And, to write about one nice holiday event that you remember, and after that, describe an experience that you can create this year that will be uplifting. And it can even be small things like changing the lighting in your room or buying a scented candle or something that can enliven the atmosphere and just make it feel special. And the other thing you can do when you're alone is volunteer. It's a really good time to volunteer. And I would also have people write about just how they can embody the holiday spirit in their in the atmosphere they bring into a room, for example.
You also talk in your book about you have some exercises where people spend some time imagining their favorite place, and that they can go in that place and, you know, let their emotions run, that there's no real rules. You write down, you have people journal and not sit there and think about it, but just basically write what's in their heart, what's in their emotions.
Yes, I always try to get people to write as fast as they can, to don't use punctuation or spelling, don't worry about spelling or even creating full sentences. Just write before you can think about it so that you bypass the intellect and get to your most creative, heartfelt self.
How does that help people?
First of all, you'll surprise yourself. You'll go, wow, I wrote that? And it helps inform you what's going on with you when you may not be totally aware. You think you are, but there may be stuff below the surface that you find out about. It helps process emotions. It helps you move forward.
And you've worked with students who are incarcerated. You've also worked with people in recovery and in psychological counseling. What would you say if somebody is just kind of like feeling the blues, they're really feeling bad this holiday season, for whatever reason, what's the first place they should start? What's the number one thing they should start with to help them get through it?
Well, I like to have people clear their mind and just get all the negativity out and on paper, but only once and not dwell on it. And then perhaps, you know, burn it up or destroy it or read it to somebody and move on to things that might make you feel lighter. I have an exercise that I really like, which is savor the moment. I got it from a Sharon Salzberg meditation, I believe. And it's to take a small moment in your day, be it, it can be really tiny, like if somebody lets you in traffic or you smile at the clerk at the grocery store or you see a kid laughing or a fun dog, and savor it in writing. And if you do that in your journal every day, it helps you develop more mindfulness of the small moments in each day, even the worst days, that might be pleasurable.
What role do you think the gratitude and forgiveness play in getting through this? A lot of times people have, at the end of the year, they look back and they reflect on the year that was. How important is it to let go of those negative things before you get to the end of the year?
Well, yeah, moving on is really important, and getting them out of your system and on paper and then moving on to a gratitude list is immensely important. I have a little forgiveness exercise, too, that I recommend, that you write as if you could give somebody anything in nature, as if you could give that as a gift. You could give them a lightning bolt, a sunset, a wave in the ocean, and give it to somebody who you resent or have trouble forgiving. And tell about how it feels to give, why you chose that for that person and how it feels to give it to them. And that in itself helps you get to a place of forgiveness. I like to emphasize the moving forward. You've got the recovery, which is healing the past, and then I like to emphasize the moving forward, which is the more positive aspects, more positive psychological, you know, bent towards happiness.
That's Diane Sherry Case, the author of Right for Recovery, Exercises for Heart, Mind, and Spirit. If you'd like to learn more, we have a link to her website on our Facebook page. That's also where you can leave your questions or comments about our show. For previous episodes of our program, visit voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.